Definitely, but UV is a very different thing from the sun. Where you can be on an overcast day and there is going to be a lot of UV going through the clouds, or you can be in the shade and the UV will reverberate. And actually, the human sense can sense the sun but cannot sense the UV. So you can be outside on an overcast day and still get a sunburn, which shows the quantity of UV your skin has been getting. But even before the sunburn, when you don't see anything on your skin, as you still get a lot of UV just from being outside. And these UVs, they are quite harmful actually for the skin. They are really responsible for the premature skin aging. So by learning how to appropriately protect yourself from the UV, by using the proper SPF at the right moment, you will really help your skin for the long term.
How surprising has it been for you? Were you surprised to find out how much you were exposed to?
I am still. Every day I wear it, and I'm, you know, last Sunday I was just shopping, going in a shop, out of a shop, in again, out again. So basically I was, you know, having a normal day, staying 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes. And it was a really regular day. I was in Paris. It was not overcast, but not beautiful day at all. And I reached, you know, 40% just by being outside a few minutes here and then, and I was totally shocked. And, you know, another time I was jogging. So when you're jogging, you don't pay attention. It's a bit shady, a bit sunny, you're out, there is some wind, so you don't pay attention. And I reached 80% just like that, just jogging half an hour. I would never have thought that I would be having so many UVs on my skin during this. So we've been developing this jewel, we've been thinking it out, but even ourselves were surprised by the quantity of UV we get.
And where do you get the limits from? Who tells you that this is a dangerous limit or whatever?
We use the World Health Organization data, scientific background, which is this quantity of UV on this type of skin, the phototype, during that period of time is going to produce this quantity of sun dose. So this is the data we use. And then we just let you know, we inform you that you have reached this level, 20%, 30%, 80%. You receive some push notification on your phone. But then it's your decision. I mean, if you want to get a sunburn, feel free. But we are going to guide you to avoid this. But even before that, we are going to guide you before, way before the sunburn, to learn how to protect your skin.
And how has it made you change your behavior?
Definitely, I started using more SPF when I'm in the city life, when I'm in daily life, because I was never aware of the quantity of UV I would get. And you should never really reach the sunburn. This is way too late. And if you want to avoid, you know, fine lines, spots on your skin, and even for later on in life, you want to prevent premature skin aging, then you should really start applying SPF. And this is what I do now.
What about more serious things like skin cancer?
Definitely. So skin cancer may have many causes. UV exposure is one of them, but there is also the genes, there are also your lifestyle. There are many factors counting in. So what June does is to measure your UV and to inform you about the sun dose of your skin, but it's not going to do anything else. And skin cancer is a very serious issue with many, many different roots and causes that we cannot tackle, obviously.
So it's a very, very simple thing that just does one thing. And you seem to be marketing it towards women. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't men equally benefit?
Of course, men would actually benefit. It's a human skin, it's the same skin. But the main issue for women is to prevent premature skin aging. That's why we spend so much money on skincare, on day creams. And we thought women would be more sensitive to this new message, because it's quite a new message. You know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, people wouldn't even wear SPF. Now they are starting to wear them when they are, you know, in outdoors activities, summer activities. But in the daily life, we need to improve the education and the awareness about UV. And that's why we said one message, one target, UV exposure, women's skin, and we hope they will spread the message afterwards.